Perhaps one of the things I regret most was the fact that in 1940 we played against Laois in the Leinster Minor Final, and it was a marvellous team because we had Owen Rowe, a lot of my Owen Rowe colleagues on it, and we had one or two from New Orleans and a few other players as well from other clubs. And we won the game so easily, like something like 6-5 to 1-10. And it was a foregone conclusion very early on in the game that we built up such a record score. When the game was over and when I went home to my own house, my father got a ring from Padraig O'Keefe, and he told my father that Laois had objected to one of our players, Paddy O'Grady. The case came before the Leinster Council, and subsequently it was learned that Paddy O'Grady had been registered a year after he was born. Because of the troubles at the time, Paddy himself didn't know that. He understood and he was told that he was all right to play at minor level, and that his birth certificate was all right as well, and there was no problem about him. But Laois, in fact, were after two other players on the Dublin team, two big lads, and when they didn't find anything wrong with those players, they went on and looked at the other players, and then they discovered that Paddy O'Grady would have been illegal to play in the minor because he was registered a year after his born. And as a result of that particular case, Dublin lost the game to Laois, and Laois went on to be beaten for the first time. An Antrim team came down and qualified for the final against Limerick by beating Laois. And that ended our dream of getting an All-Ireland medal, because we were strongly fancied to win it with the team that we had.